Welcome back again to Bottom Line IT on the Michigan Business Network. This is a new week. It's a brand new episode of the show. Eric Jacobson, Mike Maddox bringing this to you every week. Eric, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Another good week in the books.
Yeah, another week where we, you know, we comb the world over for information about business technology, and we distill it somehow. We distill it down into a very understandable, user-friendly, interesting group of six segments. I don't know how we do it week in and week out.
And, you know, one of those segments usually involves Facebook.
We usually blast Facebook in one of those segments. And
man, it's like every week they're in the
interesting that you bring that up, because our very first segment is about Facebook.
What?
Yeah, how could that, how would you even know that?
I don't know. I mean, I read the show sheet this week.
If I came to rehearsal, I guess I would know.
Rehearsal.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's another headline here, and
Facebook under fire once again in early June. That would be of this year, 2018. That would be this month.
Yeah.
Facebook announced that due to a bug, 14 million users have accidentally shared posts publicly. Oops. So Facebook said the bug switched the sharing setting from suggested to public between May 18th and May 27th. So in the month of May, stuff you were putting on Facebook and only sharing with your friends, supposedly, went public.
A lot of drama, I'm sure, came as a result of that.
Yeah, you're going to have to go delete some posts now?
Is that what yes. Well, you know, I'm like thinking about this. Like, what do you know which ones went public? Did they tell you? Or are they just, you just have to kind of go back and look or something?
I think I read that Facebook was notifying users affected, but you know, the sheer number, what'd they say, 14 million?
Yeah.
I mean,
how do you do that?
How would you notify? Yeah, actually, they're saying you're getting, you know, they're just saying, hey, go look at your posts and make sure your settings are right.
Man, oh man, one thing after another there. And it's like after they ran you through all these privacy checks.
Yeah.
After the Cambridge Analytica deal.
Yeah.
And then so you go in there and you pick everything, friends. No, I don't want anybody else to see my stuff. Then they're like, oops, everyone saw your stuff.
Here's what they're saying. We apologize for the mistake. The problem has been fixed, and we changed the audience of any posts you made to what you had been using before, just in case. You can go to the activity log to review the posts you made during this time. Now, who's got time to do that?
Don't you feel bad for that person, that Facebook chief privacy officer?
He's got to be like a heavy drinker, don't you think?
he's got the highball glass. He's got to come into the office. All of a sudden, they're like, hey, you might want to come in for this one.
Yeah. He's like, what?
What happened now? I'm never going to work again in this town.
Yeah. And actually, on one of the articles I'm looking at online here, there's a picture of that dude, and he doesn't look happy.
He's so mad.
He's like, what are you kidding
making
me?
My job miserable. But yeah, it's it's just one of those deals where I get it. You know, there's a lot of code that goes behind this stuff, and who it reaches, and there'll be problems. They're stuck in a rut.
I think it goes back to, and I've told my adult kids this. I've told my teenage kids this. If you're my teenage kids, first of all, I try to keep them off Facebook. I'm not very successful because every time I tear down one of their accounts, they build another one. But that's a whole different. We don't have time to get into that here. But my adult kids, I tell them, look, if you're going to post something on Facebook, you may as well assume that everybody in the world's going to read it.
I think that's a good rule of thumb for all internet.
I think it applies to email too. I've told people that work for me for years.
Yeah.
If you write it in an email, just assume everybody's going to read it. So don't say things in email that you don't want to be have read.
Right.
Because I've seen that happen too many times.
I wonder where that's happened.
Eric's,
we got a direct
Eric's
history
referring
of
to an unfortunate incident with an ASK employee who forwarded an email that he shouldn't have forwarded.
Yeah, you know, but after that, I tell you what, man, that was a good refresher.
We had a little chat.
Crash course after that.
He and I had a little chat.
Yeah, and it happened.
May or may not have raised my voice.
I'll tell you what, man. I think it resulted in not a very fun couple of weeks. just one email message. But and even on top of that, it was just misconstrued. I mean, it wasn't even
that bad.
Imagine writing something in there that you go, blowing someone out of the water. I mean, you don't ever want to do that on the internet. I mean, so any video you make, any post you make, it's there for all times. It's stored in triplicate somewhere around the world. You know,
it's one of the reasons one of the value statements that we have at ASK is we're very careful about our language, how we talk to each other, how we talk to clients, how we talk to vendors. It needs to be professional at all times. And that's just good human decency. So, you know, that was my point to this particular individual, is I don't even know why you would write something like that in the first place, even if it was on a napkin, right? You shouldn't be saying. And what he said wasn't really that bad. I've seen way worse. I mean, this was not a big deal. And ultimately, the person who got it, you know, said the same thing. Well, it wasn't that bad.
Right,
I mean,
yeah.
You know,
you catch people at the wrong day and time. Yeah. You know, it can certainly mean a lot.
Yeah.
So, you know, you gotta check yourself there before you post, and just like you would having a conversation, just assume people are in the same room as you when you're typing it up.
I'll tell you this.
It's hard to remember. But.
You know, people know, at least around Michigan, people know that ASK has grown like crazy over the last 10 years, and we're hiring all the time. I can tell you dozens of examples where we thought we had a rock-solid candidate, and we went online and looked at their Facebook and found just all kinds of ridiculous stuff they'd posted and didn't hire them.
Yeah, and so your clients and your prospects are doing the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not just internal hiring. It's you already are a member of that organization, but you may have questionable content on there. And I've talked to clients. They've come back and they've said some things like, "Hey, have you ever checked out that guy's YouTube who was out here?" You know, and I'm like, "No, why would I ever do that?"
Yeah.
Well, I did, and you know, so it's definitely something you need to be cognizant of what you're putting online
and what your staff is putting online too, because they represent you. So, all right. Well, that we will come back right after this. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Michigan Business Network. This is Bottom Line IT.